Welcome to my PHP Serverless Project Updates podcast with your host, Bob Bloom, a production of South LaSalle. Welcome to the fourth episode of my PHP Serverless Project Update podcast, Pauses and Tweaks. Today is Thursday, October 30th, 2025. My PHP Serverless Project Update podcast is my monthly PHP passion podcast to update you on what is happening with my PHP Serverless project, published on the last Thursday of the month. This is your podcast host, Bob Bloom, coming to you from Toronto. I organize the Greater Toronto PHP and Laravel Toronto groups. Head to gtaphp.org for info on our groups. Our next meetup is Thursday, November 6th. We have a special video from Pavlis Korop. It is with deep gratitude that I express my thanks to my intrepid sponsors of my PHP Serverless project, of which this podcast is a part of, Toga Aircat and Luke Alia. And I also want to thank my family for their amazing ongoing support of my PHP Serverless project. You can listen to this podcast on my website, RSS, Spotify, Apple, and YouTube. I did not publish an update last month, but going 2 months without an update is too long. Earlier this month, I listened to my PHP Serverless news podcast on Spotify. I was curious about how it sounded, so I listened to it while I was out on my phone. And you know what? It presented fine. It sounded fine. My idiosyncratic talking style was fine, mostly. I thought while I was listening to it that I am very hard on myself. I'm never satisfied. I listened to plenty of podcasts, I thought while listening to my own podcast. And I don't think I'm any more bad or worse than the next passion podcaster. I even had the impression that the guy behind the mic, my mic, was a PHP guy who does podcasts, rather than a podcaster who used to do PHP. My news podcast sounded better than I thought. I'm clearly trying to keep to a theme with my various news tidbits. I found myself, though, tuning out some of my quoting these official announcements. The terminology bingo made me tune out big time, and also the corporate cliches. I have been wondering if I should interject some commentary. I mean, it's a news podcast, so maybe I should adopt a style that delivers the news. But there is no wondering when I'm listening. Absolutely, I want some commentary, with the caveat that it have a very light touch. I'm not out to do a podcast using news as content provider in order to play the numbers game with ad revenue. I'm not calculating that a 7-minute podcast with 10 news items, each averaging a 50-second delivery, having a mixture of certain keywords in the headline, with the lead-up story being as emotive as possible. I'm not doing stuff like that. I'm not doing so that I get track X number of listeners within advertisers, culminating recurring revenues of Y dollars. I'm interested in bringing things to your attention. I should explain why I think something is significant enough to bring to your attention. There are weeks when there are few of any noteworthy news items about PHP Serverless. I could easily justify doing an episode every other week. However, as I have recently reaffirmed, losing my weekly rhythm is not conducive to my own producing my news podcast, which I'm noticing as I'm on a little mini hiatus for good reason. One thing about this is that regardless of what ends up being on my list, I am now wading through a lot of items every week. And also I'm on the lookout for stuff all the time. I like the idea of bringing things to your attention, even if it's not necessarily related to serverless, it's PHP related. The reason is because I am going through a lot of stuff, and I see some things and want to share them with you. And I think that some of the things like the RFCs that catch my eye are a little bit off the beaten path. Of course, it also helps when there's a lack of PHP serverless news items, but I'm doing these other things. I admit that there is a temptation to use the non-serverless stuff as a vector for getting AI-related stuff into my show. Maybe it'll boost my ratings. And as a practical matter, there's a ton of AI news items. Now, there's a linkage. The main linkage between AI and PHP serverless is deployment. And deployment is not the hot aspect of AI. At this month's Laravel Toronto meetup, AI orchestration was brought up. This is new to me. My eye is now open to it. My two little applications to track feeds, links, and articles are proving essential for my news podcast. It's a bigger effort than I expected. The tweaking is ongoing, but it's worthwhile. I expected to do a modicum of promotion in October, with my commentary episodes taking longer to do and the very special editions of my commentary episodes. I'm pausing my news podcast. I'm going to defer this to November. In the same vein, I will be chipping away at Cooking Runtime's project next month. Something that has particularly bothered me this month is seeing a half hour go by in the blink of an eye while I struggle with a phrase, with an idea that I think I'm expressing in a subtle way that might piss some people off. My working assumption is that we live not just in a sensitive world, but in a hypersensitive world. Does it take much effort to make someone angry? I don't think that conveying news items or projecting industry trends, going through a 10K, or commenting on arcane technical stuff is inherently going to offend anyone, but I know my personality. I can be sarcastic. Yes, believe it or not. And if you haven't noticed, sometimes I think my word choice comes across, I don't know, a little sharp. Sometimes I think my tone is off. So it's frustrating to have a bunch of drafts to compose and then spending a block of time obsessing about a couple of sentences, eventually settling on no wording whatsoever. I'm learning to ask myself, what essential point am I trying to make? And then in the most plain English style that I can muster to express it, then to move on. I have an ambitious podcasting schedule, and I'm constantly learning in the hopes that I can achieve it. Although it is proper to chronicle my journey into PHP serverless and all the personal learning that goes with it in my commentary podcast, and none of my profiles show, the problem is that this crossover is hurting my profiles podcast. I've been spending a lot of time on FrankenPHP and Gaddy and Go, the Go language, and thinking, you know, I'm doing this in my commentary podcast, but I really think it belongs in my profiles. I should get back to commentary in my commentary podcast. My original idea for my profiles podcast was that each episode would be independent of each other, but chronicling my journey into PHP serverless means episodes relate to each other, and I think this is a good thing. I also have a flexibility with my profile show that I did not have with my commentary show, and that I can do more frequent episodes of varying duration, not feeling like I have to put together an epic monthly episode chronicling my epic journey. Actually will be liberating. Not everything. In fact, most everything is not epic. Focusing on a brief episode on one important point would be very underrated. Now, I've yet to compose my final draft of my commentary podcast October 1st episode, but I'm doing three episodes at the same time. October 1st, 15th, special mid-month episode, and November 1st. They're all going to be related. Still, I haven't had it out, but I will. It might have ended up in this update. I will put at the top of my October 1st Paul Bloom Show episode. Please listen to that as an adjunct. Blah. Just ignore that. One thing that I confess to being intensely frustrated about is not wrapping up my sponsorship video series. Not by design, subconscious or otherwise, my multiple episode chronicling of journeying into Frank and PHP this month ended up blocking pretty much everything else. I thought I had cauterized this problem, and I did, but it reared its ugly head again. This had very good intentions this time, but it reared its ugly head again. Every time I sat down to work on my episodes, I would get into lengthy and wonderful ChatGPT Q&As, which were normally fruitful and satisfying and amazing for my professional development and learning. And then I would rewrite major sections of my already written drafts. It was wonderful, but the effect was highly reminiscent of my blockage problem of recent past, where I would stop everything to get over the hump on something and then never get over that hump, and then everything was blocked. Again, with an ambitious podcasting production schedule, I have to keep to a schedule, and this is something that is profoundly at the top of my mind. Also, for my podcast, I tweak my openings. I want to describe my podcasting as passion podcasting. I want to mention the local PHP groups that I organize, because why not do a plug? And I want to give a shout out to my family for their support. And that's it for this month's update. Thank you for listening to my fourth episode of the PHP Serverless Project Update Podcast, Pauses and Tweaks. My next episode would be the last Thursday of November, which I think is the 27th. You have been listening to a South LaSalle production. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of South LaSalle, Bob Bloom, nor of the organizations represented. Links and materials discussed on air are available in the show notes for this show. Information contained herein have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but are not guaranteed. Podcasts are released under copyright. Rights are reserved. Email correspondence to the attention of Bob Bloom at bob.bloom@lasallesoftware.ca.